Harvard Research game. Ryan, what was the feel in that ugly game, and how was that going to affect tonight's play?
Well, that was just electric, that whole game, because of the whole rivalry, the way they split all year. Their numbers were very similar. This intensity, I expect will be carried over to this game, because this is like a postseason rivalry between these two schools. Primarily football, they haven't met too many times with basketball, but these guys are familiar with each other from last year's football teams and the prior years before that. So I am like, this is kind of a little rivalry, and Harbor Beach will have a chip on their shoulders here in this one.
Have a next.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan, for that. And like you were saying, I mean, Novell is the state champions right now in Division 7 football. Can they make the same in basketball? Well, they're going to have to get through Harbor Beach first. We're going to look into a head-to-head matchup right after this. You're tuned to WLEW, 10 minutes away from tip, in Vassar.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is at Ramsey Funeral Home, it's still our family serving yours. For over 63 years now, spanning three generations, it's still Ramsey Funeral Home serving you and your family from our family. You can view obituaries 24 hours a day at RamseyFH.com. Once again, that's RamseyFH.com. Ramsey Funeral Home, our family serving yours since 1948.
Season is here and everyone is looking forward to getting money back from their tax returns. However, wouldn't it be nice to get $100 back from your cell provider? Announcing Thumb Cellular's $100 Tax Time Sales Event. That's right, now through Saturday, April 21st, Thumb Cellular is giving $100 of free credit to anyone who upgrades their service or adds a phone to their account. So make the switch to Thumb Cellular, upgrade your service, or add a phone to your account now and get your $100 in free credit. Use it towards a new phone to make it free. Use it for accessories like a Bluetooth headset, car charger, case, and more. A refund where you decide where to spend it. But you have until Saturday, April 21st only. Terms of service apply. So hurry to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Tonka, Tonka, Tonka the Thumb.
Eight and a half minutes away from the regional semifinal tip between Harbor Beach and St. Nouvelle, heavily, and the anticipation is killing nearly everyone in this gym. Well, I've broken down Harbor Beach and Nouvelle. Let's do a head-to-head comparison now, John. The only true, like you said, head-to-head stat we have is Harbor Beach and Nouvelle both played the 16-5 Bay City John Glenn Bobcats 2 days apart, and both at John Glenn. The Pirates won by 17, Nouvelle lost by 8, 58-66. Both teams are currently on a five-game winning streak, three games in the postseason. On offense, St. Nouvelle overall averages 52.63 points per game, and the Harbor Beach offense scores 58.56, Pirates by just under 6 points. When the Pirates travel, they score 61.15, and the Panthers average 50.58 on the road, so Pirates by 10.5. On defensive side of things, Nouvelle gives up 47.77 points. Harbor Beach allows 45.39, advantage Harbor Beach by about 2. When both teams are traveling, the Panther defense gives up 58, the Orange and Black 49, HB by 9. But when you take into account both teams' overall average margins, Harbor Beach with plus 13.17 compared to Novell's 4.86, it all depends if Harbor Beach can shut down the height presence the Catholics of Saginaw bring to the table. The Pirates do not have a player over 6'3". Trevor Bonhoff is 6'5", 6'6", I must say, and their leading scorer as well as the rebounder. His brother, Jeff, who was 6'10", went on to play for Central Michigan University, and now he's an assistant coach at Saginaw Valley State University.
That's quite a pedigree. I'll tell you what, as far as Trevor Bonhoff is concerned, is going against John Glenn. Again, they played him twice. He scored in the first game 19, in the second game he scored 13. Compare that to Eli Kraft going ahead and matching point for point. Eli Kraft at 21, so that's covered pretty much. But also, I thought was interesting was that Jordan Boone against John Glenn had 14. Andrew Seaman had 10. Now, that means the inside was being given up by John Glenn, and we have two teams that are not going to let that happen tonight. So what's going to give tonight is really the question I have.
What's going to give? That's a very good question. Now we switch our attention to Class D. We have a final score from that from Thumbtail Gear Sports. Thank you for that one. We have Akron Fairgrove defeating Burton St. Thomas by 21. Akron Fairgrove 67, Burton St. Thomas 46. So, John, what's that bracket look like?
Well, that was the top bracket, and, of course, that was a 6 o'clock game, and right now I'm sure they're waiting for the 7:30 game. In the 7:30 game, you have Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary, 18-4 on the season, going against another Thumb team, CPS, Carsonville Fort Sanilac, who is 21-1. If that winds up being CPS winning, well, you have a all-CTL championship kind of a game for a regional championship. That's fitting.
Could be very interesting. Well, now we shift back to Class C, where we're at right now in Vassar, Harbor Beach, versus Saginaw Nouvelle. The four teams, well, I should say the three teams remaining now, New Haven already defeated Reese in the first game tonight. Then it's Harbor Beach and Nouvelle. Harbor Beach is the winner from the Cass City District, Nouvelle from the Breckenridge District, Reese from the Reese District, New Haven from the New Haven District. Now, obviously, we're in Region 22, and they go 19 through 21, and then some A's and B's in there. Not really sure what the MHSAA is trying to figure out there. But there's 15 teams left now in Class C, and the road to the wrestling center is that much shorter.
Well, New Haven has already punched their ticket, and we've got two teams that want to punch their ticket into the finals of this regional also. And I'll tell you what, you know, there is some extra incentive, you know, as well as Ryan mentioned, the fact that there's a football rivalry here too. And there is a little bit of animosity in the air.
And Nouvelle has the heavy lead in that rivalry in football. Now, this is looking ahead a little bit, but the winner of this region will then move on to the quarterfinals March 20th, which would be Tuesday, next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, and they'll play at Delta College. They play 2 days later in the semifinals, which is in the Breslin Center in East Lansing, and then the final is the 24th. So, if you're going to the Breslin Center, hang on to your seats. It's going to be one heck of a ride.
Well, everyone has a dream to go ahead and get to that Breslin Center for the state championship. But there's always a unwritten rule about basketball. You never, ever talk about the next step until you climb that and conquer that step. Then you can talk about the next one and everything. It's a huge mountain, and both these teams out here, believe me, it's in the back of their mind, but I'll tell you what, they also know that got to take care of business tonight. This is where it happens, right here. They both have to be in the here and now.
And I guess I am immune to that because all my friends down at ESPN, they like to overhype things, so now I look semi-okay compared to them. I'm just talking about the road, whoever's there.
I'm going to try and give you a coach's perspective on this. And
Well, as a broadcaster, I love it. Well, we're going to take another quick break. We are 3 minutes away from the starting lineups and national anthem here in Vassar. It's the Harbor Beach Pirates taking on the Saginaw Nouvelle Panthers in basketball for a change. You're tuned to WIW. We'll be back right after this.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates!
The love of the game is what attracts people to their favorite sport as players. Once your playing days are over, you can keep that passion alive by becoming a registered high school game official. We always need people who love sports and love working with kids to get involved. Signing up is easy. To become a registered high school game official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Oh, Lordy, I just love this season. I can't stop dancing around. I'm just so excited about the warmer temperatures, the sun shining, but most of all, the mail. Yep, you guessed it, tax season. Usually, normal people don't get as excited about their taxes as I am, but once I finish, that means one thing, income tax return, baby. What, you're not expecting to get much back? Well, let me share a little secret with you. Forget the IRS. Go visit Thumb Cellular. Just upgrade your current phone, and they'll give you a return you'll never